The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Weekend is over, 7 after the hour. The last hour is over. This hour begins with a discussion, as a lot of other people have focused on in the last hour, the last day, the last few days, the story of the passing of Prince. Seems to be about the only thing people are talking about. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day, thinking about what I'm thankful for. One of the things I am is my friend Rich McFadden is here with us today. The story... This I didn't realize he had bipolar disorder, amongst other things. There are a lot of people who wanted to be heard on this over the weekend. A lot of musicians, and performers, that sort of thing. Let's go through some of what the singers have had to say about Prince. Pretty amazing. My musical tastes run, for those of you who are used to listening to me, pretty much straight along the pop music genre. The things that are hits, maybe because I cut my teeth as a radio person on being a disc jockey from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. And under that circumstance, the music got under my skin. It just, even before that, though, I loved radio, the personalities that were playing music. They were my friends. Like, I want you to think I'm your friend. They knew they had me as a friend. And that's what makes radio so much a part. The good radio is so personal because of how you feel about the people who are on the air. Well, the same thing can be said for music. And it isn't just people like you and me, the average person who appeals under certain conditions or situations to people to listen and hear what I say. The singers and their voices and their ability to make music, the passion that they have in their songs, appeals not only to the general public, but to the performers, that faction among us that is, I think, in many of these cases, equal to what Prince... Well, maybe not. Maybe he didn't be... Looking at all the stuffergy, I'm thinking there are a lot of people thought that he was the superstar of music. After Michael Jackson, he was the next guy in line.
I'm not so... I posted this on Facebook over the weekend. I'm not so sure about the after Michael Jackson, because I put up a picture of Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Yeah.
Who do you choose? And on the 30 or so responses I got,
yeah,
my mom chose Michael Jackson.
Really?
And one other person chose Michael Jackson. Everybody other than that, it was Prince. All Prince. And it's really? Because not only Michael Jackson, obviously an amazing songwriter, right, singer, yeah, performer.
You don't have to apologize for him. It's okay.
He was not the musician. Prince was.
Performer, not a musician. Yeah, that's a great way
of putting it. Prince played every instrument, wrote every instrumental part of the songs, yeah, performed it all on the albums, every instrument. Michael Jackson was a piano player, but, not the musician. So Prince really won it there. But, the interesting thing is, I'm not seeing the worldwide response on Prince that you saw on Michael Jackson. That was worldwide and huge.
Yeah.
Well, this was huge around the country.
Gene Simmons from Kiss talked about one of the things a lot of people might not know about Prince.
Very few people know who Prince really was off stage, a very private, shy man. I got to see him a little bit off stage, but I can't really say I knew him all that well. I don't know that many people did.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to the end, he was a very private person. Again, lived in Minneapolis from the beginning until the end.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing that I want to say about his humanism, that very few people know that during his concert tours, he asked his fans, if you bought tickets to a Prince concert, I want you to bring canned goods and contribute to those less advantaged. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's cooler than any rock star that gets up on stage and says, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
This is a unique guy, and it would be a crime if the next generation of 14-year-olds don't look up and say, you know what, that's who I've got to emulate, instead mm-hmm. of the modern sort of pop artists who have producers in back of it. Remember, it's a guy who wrote, produced, arranged, mm-hmm. engineered, did it all.
That's what Richie was just saying.
Yep.
He did it all. So comments, you were talking about Facebook, Twitter, at Good Day, I have a live Twitter discussion going on about this, or continuing. Chris writes, so many humans passing into the next world, we have to find balance on this planet before it's too late. Isn't that interesting? Tina writes, doctors push prescription drugs so the companies become richer. It's sick. If that's what really killed Prince, I hope they send the doctor to prison for a long time. I think we brought this up on Friday in the conversation, the parallel
yeah.
between the doctor prescription for Prince and what the doctors were doing for Michael Jackson, and you see what that netted
there
down.
There was the rumors, much created by TMZ, that he'd gone to...
usually pretty much on.
Yeah, that he'd been going to Walgreens 5 times within a week, and that his plane had to land, and he had to get the overdose... shot, but now you're starting to hear some kind of Tamiflu reaction because he was an epileptic when he was a kid, and they're thinking he may have been taking Tamiflu and may have had some bad reaction. I'm hoping it's more that way than it is the drug overdose thing.
Well, there's some people who said he was committing suicide and all kinds of
stuff
floating around. At any rate,
commit suicide in an elevator.
Yeah.
Not likely.
Well, if you're on the way up, it's okay. It's 13 and change past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. DS.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
September. 16 after the hour.
On Good Day, the passing of Prince. More important, it seems, to many people than the presidential race and the candidates. They'll have their time.
It's a nice break, isn't it?
Had his time. Well, not for this reason, but
no, but still, wouldn't you rather be talking about Prince and enjoying
not under the circle. I'd like to. I'm happy to enjoy the music. I thought it was interesting that Sirius XM mobilized for an all Prince channel on Friday.
Good move.
A lot of interest in Prince's catalog on YouTube, searching for radio news. Interesting how the radio and to a lesser extent, this was a radio play. I don't remember seeing anything in a newspaper article. I'm just looking actually over some of the 14, 15 different sites that I use. Very little information about Prince now. It was remember who runs these organizations. It's so telling, with the exception of a few television networks and channels, and in the news media, it has to be something in Prince, a magazine that's run by people who are younger. But most of the fat old white guys who run the newspaper business don't care anything about Prince.
You know what else irked me?
Right.
My classic rock station said, if you want to find out anything about what's going on with the Prince thing, go to our website, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You haven't played a Prince song in 20 years.
Yeah, right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
All right, here's Mariah Carey talking about the impact Prince had on her life.
I've loved Prince since I first heard him, and then later in life I got to know him, and he helped me through like so many moments where I needed somebody to guide me through, and he was just a genius, just a true genius. He was just that guy that there'll never be anybody else like him, and it's such a loss that he's gone now, because he could have been one of those people that we see every year and we get excited because it's Prince. You know what I mean? And I'll never get over it. I didn't think I was going to be able to do the show tonight, and I had to get up to the beginning of the show and be in an excited, like, yay, Paris moment. But
you did.
I tried, but I was before that I was not in such a good place before that. I thought that One Sweet Day was an appropriate tribute for him, and I felt like I was like stumbling over my words, and because it wasn't rehearsed, but I really thought that it was one of the best One Sweet Days that we've done, and I think that there's not really a more appropriate song right now in my repertoire that I have that I could sing for him. Prince, one thing about him that was kind of cool and funny and made me laugh was that he didn't like when people did his songs. He didn't like cover songs. He
really?
He liked other people to do their songs. So I was like, I'm a man, Adam. And so I would never just be like, otherwise I would have done something of his just, you know, to do it. But I know that wasn't his thing.
So Prince died on Thursday. At 1 o'clock on Friday, his body was brought to a chapel. He was a Jehovah's Witness, so they require you be cremated right away, and his body was cremated, and his family spent $1,645 on his service.
For them.
Yeah, that's what I say. And so his body's been cremated. Final resting place is going to be a secret. Then over the weekend, a lot of friends and family gathered at his home for their own service, and a lot of people, as you're hearing here, have paid tribute to him. Also, Lonnie Mack, who is quite a popular singer in the 60s and 70s, and Billy Paul passed away.
Me and Mrs. Jones,
So, another great three or four days for the music world. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
All the pictures of the jockeys that were living for me.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stefan, my pal Larry Geller is here. He joins us every week at this time. I knew you would have a Prince story, so I'm going to just turn it to you, and you, in whatever experience you had with him, would be interesting, because certainly everybody's talking about Prince.
Okay, well, it wasn't directly with him, but here is a story. When Michael Jackson asked me to design his album, which was sadly his last album, it's called Invincible, I started drawing a very complex and strange and mysterious drawing for him for the booklet of the album. And then Michael said to me, look, Ori, you have to instill the names of my children, Prince and Paris, into the drawing somewhere secretly, so Sony, when they go over your drawing, won't notice it, because then they will not allow it to be inside the drawing. And I said to him, don't worry, I'll design it in such a way where the eye won't be able to see the names, but if you take a big magnifying glass or a microscope, you'll find the names. And then I asked him, why did you call your son Prince? Is it after Prince the Singer, knowing that they were basically rivals? He said, no. Prince was the name of my grandfather, which I didn't really know. So there you go, and I managed to get the names in there. And then Michael turns to me and says, but guess what I have that belonged to Prince? I said, what? He said, his spoon. So he actually gave me Prince's spoon, which is now on my sculpture Cadillac, and that's the story.
If you go to urigeller.com, Victoria, you'll see a picture of a black 1979 Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham that Uri had when he first came to America. He has probably, 5,000 spoons and bent forks and stuff on that thing?
There are about 3,000 spoons, and it's a 1976 Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham. And I've got spoons from Elvis, John Lennon, I mean, Justin Bieber, David Bowie, everyone, President Kennedy, the Dalai Lama, Mandela, Salvador Dali. I even have a spoon that arguably is the most unusual and probably the most expensive spoon on the car. It's a 5,000-year-old spoon that was found in one of the pyramids, in Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. And until that spoon was found, archaeologists were arguing among themselves whether there were old spoons 5,000 years ago. And that spoon proved to them that yes, there were spoons 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, there are so many. I think, you know, I sold my old farm and I moved to a new one. And in moving all the things, what I found on the top of a box the other day were the spoons you bent for me, which were in my studio, and now they're back in my new studio.
Well, I have your spoon on my Cadillac.
I know
that's Stefan's spoon. You don't even remember, but you signed
yes,
one for me years ago.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
So that's placed next to Sting's spoon.
All right, wait a minute.
Wow.
Did you take the Cadillac to Israel, or is it still at the house in England?
The Cadillac is right now in a container somewhere in the on the sea in the Mediterranean, and it's going to land in Ashdod port in about 2.5 weeks. And I'm creating a museum in Old Jaffa.
Very cool. Uri, give my best to your brother-in-law and your sister and everybody else there, and your wife who's around.
Today and for the rest of this week, one of agriculture's most well-known advocates, Mike Rowe, on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
As host of the Discovery Channel show Dirty Jobs for 8 seasons and now hosting a show on CNN called Somebody's Gotta Do It, Mike Rowe has made a career out of championing the blue-collar worker.
Wherever you're sitting right now, the odds are pretty good that anything you see will have been grown from the ground or pulled from the earth. Those are the industries that inform just about every other job I know of. So many of the other jobs that exist completely depend on our ability to grow a thing, to harvest the cotton, to ship the food, from trucking to just go down the list.
More in tomorrow's show and on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com, where you'll find links to Mike's new podcast and his other projects. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Program. What do you have? You have sunshine, maybe where you are. If you're out in the middle of the Atlantic or over in Europe, you're enjoying a sunshiny day. We have a good thing going on here, a good day going on. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, with a hello to the people who are listening in Albuquerque on the FM talk station there in El Paso. And Tucson, the FM talk station there, and York, Pennsylvania, how do you do? A lot of people around Bristol, Tennessee, nice to have you on. The folks near New Orleans, it's a good day and a good morning. And those in Nebraska, little voodoo, noodoo, or whatever. Glens Falls, New York, I don't know why I was thinking of that being somewhat silly. So we'll move on now from the all things being Prince. Not all things are Prince. Speaking of silly things, Ted Cruz and John Kasich said they will coordinate primary strategies in upcoming states to deprive the Donald of delegates. The campaign said it will give Cruz a clear path in Indiana. Well, I don't know what that means, because Kasich is from Ohio and he would have gotten substantial support there. They're trying to push or clear, whatever, push-pull. the path for Kasich in Oregon, so they made a deal. Kasich gets out of the way for Cruz to win Indiana. Cruz gets out of the way for Kasich to win in Oregon and New Mexico. So basically,
you ever hear the expression, Kasich, too little, too late?
Yeah, well, they're just screwing themselves and screwing the party and screwing the public that supports them, because the general populace, if anything, Trump continues to win. His star rises. A lot of people are focused on the Tuesday contests, Northeast, Mid-Atlantic states, states that appear to favor Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Trump continuing to assail the system. It is rigged. I agree. Most people who look at it agree. States have selected backers of Cruz to represent Trump at the convention. I mean, how crooked is that? Well, how can you not be so angry about that? If you voted for somebody and your support goes to somebody else, what kind of a system is that? How is that right? It isn't. Just wrong. Speaking of things that are wrong, I don't know how many of you saw 60 Minutes last night, but on the show, Congressman David Jolly from Florida, I think he's in his third term now, has started a movement and, in fact, introduced legislation. You'll be shocked to hear it's only supported by six other congressmen at the moment. What he's trying to do is to change the system so that all of the congressmen, and this is, I mean, it was so enlightening, it was so fascinating to see, with the proof in writing of what the Republican National Committee expects congressmen to do to raise money, not only for the congressman, him or herself, but for the party. 4 hours a day. No wonder these guys aren't doing anything. They're spending money, time to raise money, or spending money to raise more money, so that they can stay in office and support the party machine. This is the sickest.
And every
horrible,
every congressman in Congress has to do a DNC,
everybody.
RNC, everybody.
Make it is what your party is. They're doing it on both sides. So, by the way, this guy Jolly is running for the Senate now, because Senator Obama is not running again. I see a lot of people. Last night there was a profile through this presentation, Richie, of six or seven congressmen who just said, I'm fed up, I'm not doing this anymore, it isn't serving the public. So one of the things we all complain about is how these people aren't doing their job. Well, now we find out why they aren't, in part, doing their job, because they're spending it trying to, it's like they're worshiping at the altar of the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee. Campaign finance reform is what is needed. This country is becoming so corrupt. Politicians are so crooked. And that this is because they spend all this time trying to dial for dollars. I mean, instead of it, I mean, congressman is supposed to be a respected and honored person. And all they do is get on a phone and dial around looking for money like some multi-level marketer, for God's sake.
They have a scripted sheet that tells them for every answer and reaction how to react to the caller's issue.
The corruption's awful. All right, so here's the reporter for 60 Minutes talking to Congressman David Jolly.
You have 6 months until the election. Break that down to having to raise $2 million in the next 6 months, and your job, new member of Congress, is to raise $18,000 a day. Your first responsibility is to make sure you hit $18,000 a day.
Your first responsibility,
first responsibility
as a congressman?
As a sitting member of Congress.
How are you supposed to raise $18,000 a day?
Simply by calling people, cold calling a list that fundraisers put in front of you. You're presented with their biography, so please call John. He's married to Sally. His daughter Emma just graduated from high school. They gave $18,000 last year to different candidates. They can give you $1,000 too if you ask them to. And they put you on the phone, and it's a script. The House schedule is actually arranged in some ways around fundraising.
You're telling me the whole schedule of how work gets done is scheduled around fundraising?
That's right. You never see a committee working through lunch because those are your fundraising times. And then in between afternoon votes and evening votes, that's when you can see Democrats walking down this street, Republicans walking down that street to spend time on the phone making phone calls.
By law, members of Congress cannot make fundraising calls from their offices. So both parties have set up call centers just a few blocks away. This is where the Republicans have theirs.
So can I go in there?
I don't think they would let either one of us in here at this point. Remember, I stopped paying my dues.
What Jolly means is that in addition to raising money for their own campaigns, members are supposed to raise thousands of dollars for their parties. That's their dues. If Republican members don't pay up, they can't use the party's call suites.
So Jolly can't use the party's... He's basically been ostracized by the party. Can't go into the building, even. They stood outside. I watched this while we were having dinner last night. The two of them, the reporter and Jolly, stood outside the Republican National Committee headquarters, and the reporter said, "Can we go in?" And he said, "No, I can't go in, and neither can you." But they had, somehow or other, they got a staffer to wear a hidden camera. So the camera brought you inside to see these little cubicles and to see the back of the head of a couple of congressmen who are on the phone trying to raise money. What a disgusting reality. It is. It's dialing. It's like a television show, for God's sakes. So those of you who see how corrupt, I guess in a sense this is good and bad, because we're now seeing the story behind the story, if you will, the innards, the guts of the working of the party mechanism.
That every other politician would want to not to have to do this.
Yeah.
And band with him.
Yeah.
So that they could change it.
He would.
You would think that every single congressman and senator would go, "I hate dialing for dollars for 4 hours a day."
But you see, they're so under the thumb of the party leadership and the money that comes from those who try to keep the party going, the Koch brothers and all of their PACs, that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that. But there's tons of them that are just, and since Citizens United in 20, this country has become so corrupt. 2010, the Supreme Court said money could come from individuals, could come from nonprofits, from corporations, anybody. And that, along with the, I think it was 2012 or 2013, the other Supreme Court ruling, basically opened the floodgates for all of these political action groups. This country has really gone downhill. And that's why people are supporting Donald Trump, and that's why people are supporting Bernie Sanders, because they're fed up. They're smart enough to know what's going on. It really is. It's so corrupt. In a moment, an excerpt from an interview where Paul Ryan talks about whether he will take the nomination at a contested convention. That's next here on Good Day.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You know, one of the things, by the way, it's 46 half the hour and good day. One of the things that happened last week was this big flap about Donald Trump saying 7-11 instead of 9-11 and people thinking that he made a mistake. In fact, he didn't make a mistake. If you look into the story behind the story, he was making reference to a fire. One of the fire engine companies was Company 7-11. And he was talking, and he explained this afterwards. He didn't understand what the flap was about until somebody said, well, you said 7-Eleven, you're talking about the store. He says, no, no, I'm talking about the firehouse that responded, that was the first responders to the buildings coming down and on 9-11. So, you know, where have you seen that? Did you see that corrected in any of the news media? I didn't see it corrected in any news media. Yeah. Not at all. We'll have some more fun with Donald Trump because he sounded like a moron. No, that's what he said. He was referencing a firehouse, Firehouse 711 in Manhattan. Okay, now, the Donald Trump, John Kasich, Ted Cruz thing, does it net an end to all three of their careers and a star on the rise for Paul Ryan? Here he talks to Stephen Colbert about whether he would accept the nomination.
There has been much speculation as to whether you would accept the nomination in a contested Republican convention. You have said no, and I accept that. What I want to talk to you about today is your agenda for House Republicans in 2016. How does your message differ as the speaker from what we're hearing from the presidential candidates?
Well, one of the things that we're building here in House Republicans is we're offering an agenda to the country for how we fix our country's big problems. 71% of Americans don't like the direction the country's headed. We think we owe our fellow citizens a better way forward. So we're going to tackle the issues, economic growth, patient-centered health care. How do you move people from welfare to work? How do you secure national security, restore self-government? We want to give the people of this country a very coherent choice by giving them an agenda that gets this country back on track. And we want to take this agenda to the country to ask for a mandate to put these things in place in 2017. That's what we're working on here. We want to have an ideas campaign, not a personality contest. And that's what we think here in the House we can do and provide to our fellow citizens.
Well, that's a powerful message, a message that the American people will certainly respond to if it comes from the mouth of the future Republican nominee. Yes or no, would you accept the nomination?
No, Stephen. I have said I do not want, nor would I accept the Republican nomination.
Got it. So you're considering the nomination?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'll give you some time to mull this one over. How about now?
Still no.
So that's a maybe?
No, it's a no.
You know, this is not funny. I don't find this amusing at all. This is another jerk who's on television who thinks he's so smart and smarmy. We'll take a little bit of audio from this place and some video.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Richie?
Oh, good. Victoria, you will not be able to walk through a supermarket without humming in your brain. Money Pit.
Money Pit! I don't know the thing about it. I haven't heard you sing yet.
You probably won't.
Really?
Probably a good thing.
No, that's with you. It's a good thing. Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, joins us every week at this time. Once in a while, he gets to actually answer a question from a listener.
Occasionally.
But more importantly, what are the hosts of the program doing around their home to make it better? You know, last week we were talking about the skylight I was going to put in my studio. We're going to do that this weekend. And we were all set to do that. And the tree that it overlooked came down because I hired a tree crew to come in here and take it down. It's a monstrous big tree.
Tree killer.
We made a... No, actually, the vines killed the tree.
Yeah. I had the same thing happen once.
Yeah. But we cut this as the trunk about 4 feet wide, so we made a table out of the bottom
So you're keeping the trunk, or...
No, I'm going to take... Place? I'm going to make a table out of the piece that came just below the trunk. I'm going to get a stump grinder and grind up the stump of the tree so we can put another tree there and some flowers and stuff. But it's really an amazing process, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because there are some good questions here we got. But I just find that even with me, who's Mr. Do-It-Yourself, I have guys around that know how to do this or most of these sorts of things on the farm, but I would not tackle this. This is a very dangerous... You just don't want
to... Yeah, I had a large maple tree taken out a couple of months ago. The guys came in, they did it inside of an hour, and they basically disassembled it.
it from the top down,
right,
and ground
yeah.
it out. And in fact, just yesterday, I planted, I took out some of the wood chips that were where the stump was, mm-hmm. put topsoil in, and planted grass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my kids love the show America's Funniest Home Videos, mm-hmm. and they did a whole segment the other day on people trying to take down their own trees in their backyard.
Yeah, big mistake.
And man, it always goes wrong.
Yeah,
gravity sucks.
Your house.
Now, we take a lot of trees down here on the farm, but nothing that's close to a building. Because you just, or unless you, one of the guys knows how to fell a tree. But this tree was just too precarious. It was too tall, guy wires all over it. And I took some pictures and we'll post them. But they're just, it's pretty amazing to see them do the work. This is another example, Tommy, of how the specialized work, I mean, I'm somebody, again, I'll attack any job. But you got to know what your limits are. You yep. got to be smart about taking chances.
Man got to know his limits.
Well, yeah, and that's one of, you just don't want to be messing
no.
with a big tree in a situation like that. Especially,
look, I did the same thing, Doug. Here I am, you know, hosting the largest home improvement show on radio, and I'm not taking my own tree down. Yeah. I don't have the tools.
Yeah,
and I don't
What's
do
the
it
matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Oh, I don't have the bucket yeah. trucks, the cranes.
Yeah,
all that sort of
I actually
stuff.
Do have a bucket truck. It goes up 40 feet. But
bucket
that
truck.
Wasn't high enough for this.
My uncle did this his whole life. He was climbing the trees.
Yeah. I was waiting mystery
yeah.
to see them. That's right. It's like the old telephone pole guys. You don't see them anymore
yeah.
either.
They yeah. climb
put a strap
tree.
Around and they climb up the
All
telephone
right.
pole.
Let's try to get to a question, shall we?
Okay. Yeah. Teresa. Listen to him bossing this around.
Man. He is the home improvement guy.
Teresa in Wisconsin writes, I've got an indoor-outdoor carpet in a room that's been down for 20 years or more. I'm guessing the way that this should have been written, I have a carpet that was installed 20 years ago. I think that's what he's saying here.
Yeah.
When trying to remove it, the black sticky stuff stayed on the floor. We're now having a tough time getting it up. Any suggestions?
You know, they say nothing lasts forever except for the black side of indoor-outdoor carpet, that rubber backing. That stuff is impossible to get up.
Yeah.
I will give you a trick of the trade on that. Of course, you have to, you know, physically scrape up as much as you can, but the residue that's left, WD-40 will actually melt that adhesive. And so you can work it a little bit at a time with some WD-40, and it will soften it and scrape it up. And then, of course, once it's all done and dried, you're going to no doubt have to sand that floor if it's over hardwood.
You know,
you're never
going
to be able to get it all up.
Reminds me, I moved from my old house to this house, and in my bathroom next to the old tub, I had this huge mirror so I could look at myself, obviously, when I was jumping into the tub. That's probably too much information, and it wasn't really why I had it there, but it sounds good. But it was glued to the wall, so the guys tried to take it off the wall, and no, nothing doing, because all you do is break it. But that's
no. There's a trick to that, Doug.
Oh, is it?
You get a wire, like a piano wire, and yeah. you basically put it behind the glass, and then you kind of saw it back and forth, separating the glue from the wall all the way down.
Oh.
So you're not really bending the mirror; you're just
Look
separating
at this
the glue
sneaky
from the
guy.
Wall.
Wow, what a great tip that is! I'm
there
going
go.
Back over to the house that I sold and get my mirror now. Get the take a string from the piano and go over there and do it. Right?
Yeah. Just choose a note you don't like. Take it apart.
Hey. Hey, Tom Kreider, check out the Money Pit's website, moneypit.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.